In your opinion, what is the most challenging question to answer about heaven?
Well, I think whenever someone's talking about something or asking about something that is not specifically revealed in Scripture, it's kind of easy when it is specifically addressed, and there's many things that are. But when they're talking about something that isn't there directly in the Bible, then we have to sort of work our way into an answer and speculate, but base the speculation on things that are well-grounded. So, for instance, somebody says, and a lot of kids just love sports and physical activities and all that, and somebody says, will there be sports in heaven? I'll never forget a pastor, it was not Greg, who said this, but a pastor saying to me, well, there can't be sports in heaven. And I said, well, what do you mean? I said, well, maybe not in the present heaven, but after the resurrection, and we'll live forever on the new earth and we'll have bodies, why would we not participate in sports? And his answer was, because sports brings out the worst in people. Now, I can tell you, having been a high school tennis coach, and I still am, and I have two grandsons on the team that I coach at a public school, I can tell you that sometimes sports do bring out the worst in people. But the problem is not the sports. The problem is the people, right? Yeah. And so there's a lot to be learned from sports, even in this life, even when they do bring out the worst. You know, you need to bear the fruit of the Spirit and all that. But the point is, as I said to this pastor, okay, look, there will be no worst to bring out. I mean, we will be fully redeemed, not just redeemed, we're already redeemed, but we will be glorified. We will no more be prone to sin than Jesus himself is prone to sin. We'll be made the righteousness of God in him. So take away all your notions related to sin from everything you're thinking about the new earth. So don't start going, oh, well, this bothers me about rewards, because then people would be jealous of other people if they had more rewards. Mm. No, no, no. You're imposing jealousy, a sin problem from this world, into the world to come. So don't think in those terms. So the sports question, definitely, but also any question that relates to people projecting into the future, how we would react in the present, because we're sinners. We won't be sinners anymore.
Randy, I want to beat you in tennis in the new earth, but I won't gloat because I won't have a sinful nature, but I still want to do it.
And if you did gloat, which you won't, but if you did, it wouldn't hurt my feelings a bit, because I won't even have that problem.